It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Well, say good morning to Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm alive.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good. Good weekend.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm a year older, and I'm working on changing some habits.
Sorry, it was your birthday, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, I had you on the birthday list. Happy birthday. Forgot about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's only one way off the Q92 birthday list, too, by the way. It's just I don't want to do that.
Move?
Well, nope, that doesn't work either.
Oh, dang.
Got a lot of people who have moved are still on my list. So.
As long as it's a good list.
That's a good list, that's right. Well, salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant Michael William Peltier. Michael was born June 28th, 1953 in Sauk Center, Minnesota, and passed away on October 26, 2006 in Minneapolis. He entered active duty March 9th, 1970 in Minneapolis in the United States Marine Corps and did about 20 and one half years as a electronics equipment repairman in the Marine Corps. Served overseas in Vietnam, did a bunch of sea service, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the expert rifle badge times 3. He was a sharpshooter with a pistol. Received the Good Conduct Medal at least 4 times, National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnam Service Medal, Naval Unit Commendation, Meritorious Unit Commendation, Letter of Appreciation, 2 Meritorious Mass, and a Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. So we thank you, Michael, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. And again, as we always say, hats off to all the veterans out there.
Taking my hat off now.
Thanks to each one of them. Yes, you did. You actually did take your hat off. Okay.
Yeah, never mind the glare.
I could take my headphones off, but then I couldn't hear anything. So
that's all right.
Okay. All right. Say, we were going to talk a little bit today about a new regulation that's decreasing the cost of outpatient medication copay. That's a good deal, huh?
Yeah. This press release, it's from December 12th from the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I ran it in and talked about it in December of last year, but now it's taking effect. It took effect on February 27th, so I thought I'd rerun it again just as a little refresher for
sounds good
for those. Previously, they used to be $8 and $9 for copays, and the Department of Veterans Affairs has amended its regulation on copayments for outpatient meds for non-service connected conditions. VA did charge either $8 or $9 for each 30-day or less supply of outpatient meds. And under current regulations, a calculation based on the medication of the Medical Consumer Price Index would be used to determine the copayment amount for in future years. They switched to a tiered system to keep outpatient medication costs low for veterans. This new regulation eliminates the formula used to calculate future rate increases and establishes 3 classes of outpatient medications identified as Tier 1, which are the preferred generics, Tier 2 are the non-preferred generics and over-the-counter medications, and Tier 3 medications, which are brand name medications that don't have a generic. Copay amounts for each tier would be fixed and vary depending on class of the outpatient medication in the tier. So Tier 1 medication for a 30-day supply is going to be $5. It's going to be $8 for Tier 2 medication, and it's going to be $11 for a 30-day supply of Tier 3 outpatient medication. When it comes to medical equipment, there's still no copay for that. These changes apply to veterans without a service-connected condition or veterans with a disability rated less than 50% who are receiving outpatient treatment for a non-service-connected condition. So, for example, if you have a service-connected disability at, say, 10%, and you're for hearing loss, and your VA doctor wants you on cholesterol medication, well, depending on if it's a generic, non-preferred generic, or a brand name, you know, it's going to be either $5, $8, or $11 for a for that medication. But if a veteran has a service-connected disability for post-traumatic stress disorder and is given anti-anxiety medication, that is still no charge because it's for a service-connected condition. Co-payments stop each calendar year for veterans in priority groups 2 through 8 once a $700 cap is reached. That is also a change. Previous years, it used to be a $900 cap for medications, but now it's a $700 cap. This information will also be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There may be a link on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what's that number again?
It is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located at lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you call it.
Yeah, nice green level pretty soon.
Pretty soon, I hope. Yeah. 598-3445. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Actually, we have something coming up.
Yeah, I thought maybe you should put in a plug for your cabin yes. fever reliever, huh?
Yeah, next Wednesday, March 15th. So it'd be next Wednesday already.
Yeah, week from this Wednesday.
God, 17's going fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be from noon to 4 p.m. in the La Capelle County Annex, which is the west wing of the MMN Elementary. 422 Fifth Avenue in Madison. Come join us for food, fellowship, facts, and fun. We're going to have representatives from various agencies. This is a co-sponsored event with the La Capelle County Economic Development Authority, the EDA. So we're going to have representatives from Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, Small Business Development Center, Private Industry Council, Adult Basic Education, and the La Capelle County EDA, as well as on the veterans-related side, we're going to have Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System, / the Montevideo Clinic, Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, or MACV, have the Veterans Employment Representative for the area, and of course, I'll be there.
All right, you better be.
So we plan on having some good food and some good information and some good people to help out veterans, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and those seeking employment.
Yep, and that's not just for veterans either. It's for anybody, right?
It's for anybody, yep. But we'd like...
But the emphasis on the veteran side of things a little
yes.
bit. So,
yep. We plan on having sandwiches and we plan on having some really good food there.
All right, sounds good.
I'm going to leave it at that.
And that's on Wednesday the 15th.
Yes, Wednesday, March 15th. La Capelle County Annex Building, west wing of the MMN Elementary from noon to 4 p.m. And next week we plan on having a guest with us in the studio.
All right.
My office mate, Pam Ellison from the La Capelle County EDA,
will
talk about
what's
going on. So.
All right, the 15th, but that'll be, I'll be able to remember that because it's my son's birthday and Daryl Tobias's birthday, so.
It's the Ides of March.
Ides of March, the 15th.
So for right. those who are Shakespeare fans of Julius Caesar, that'll.
This was a bad day for him.
Yes, it was, very bad. But
all
he
right.
was warned.
He was, yes. All right, well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good, thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lackborough Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, La Capelle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.